When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The views and opinions expressed by individuals on the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the network, Guys Guy Radio, and its platforms.
It's Guys Guy Radio. Here's your host, Robert Manny.
Welcome to Guys Guys Radio. This is your host, Robert Manny, welcoming you to the show where men and women can be at their best and everyone wins. Guys, Guys Radio. We're here to inform you, inspire you, empower you, and get you to think, feel, and who knows, maybe even act by virtue of the journeys, stories, experiences, and insights of the guests I bring you each and every week to the show. Once again, this week is no exception. Today, we're going to talk about theta healing. What the heck is theta healing? Our special guest is Karen Abrams, and she is a theta healing master healer. Gifted intuitive and international best-selling author who uses remote sessions to delve deep into belief systems and programs in our subconscious, revealing seeds of disease and blockages to remove them and allowing clients to feel free. Karen's helped entrepreneurs and professionals release self-sabotaging habits and help them gain confidence, financial security, and personal fulfillment. She's a very well-spoken was a business person and now in the business of Theta Master Healing. And Karen has the ability to tap directly into the subconscious mind to remove limiting beliefs, negative thought loops, trauma, sabotaging patterns, and generic programs, allowing individuals to manifest and experience their desired reality and emotional state instantly and permanently. I know it sounds like a lot, but I'll tell you what, Karen is going to work on me on the show as a demonstration of how she works, and also we're going to do a healing for the audience, for everybody out there, for all of you at the end of the show. So I think it's going to be a very informative conversation with Karen Abrams, the Theta Healing Master Healer. Karen is also featured in a book that was compiled by Debbie Dashinger. It's called The Untold Secret of My Transformation, A Spiritual Sexy Financially Freeing Journey. So we're going to get into some of Karen's personal story, and I think you're really going to enjoy our conversation because it's going to be helpful. We're going to do a demonstration on air of how this works. Now, you can listen to my work that's being done on me, but when we do the master healing for the audience, for all of you out there, I ask you to kind of put aside, you know, the heavy equipment, don't be driving, sit in a place comfortably where you're not distracted by anything also, and staying safe and not working on heavy equipment or working in the kitchen, whatever. Just sit down and relax like you would for a meditation, and we'll go through the program that way. So my special guest, first-time guest, Karen Abrams, Theta Healing Master Healer, right here on Guys Guys Radio.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It's Guys Guy Radio.
Okay, Guys Guys Radio, it is the interview portion of our show, and today we've got a new guest, and we're going to talk about Theta Healing. You might ask, what is Theta Healing? Well, you're going to learn. My special guest is Karen Abrams. She is amazing. She's a prominent Theta Healing master healer, gifted intuitive, and an internationally best-selling author. She uses remote sessions to delve deep into belief systems and programs, revealing the seed of disease and blocks to help remove them, allowing clients to feel free. And it's really about getting into the subconscious and rewiring that. And Karen's own personal story is very interesting. And she's been doing the Theta Healing for a number of years now. It's worked for thousands of people. And her website is terrific. We'll get into that. And she's got a lot to share to help people in all aspects of their lives, because so many of us are blocked. And what I've learned by studying up on Karen's background is a lot of times we carry a lot of baggage from our families and ancestors that we don't even know about. And that can really get in the way and hold us back in terms of beliefs about money and beliefs about health and beliefs about longevity, whatever it is. So I am delighted to welcome special guest Karen Abrams, intuitive channel Theta Master Healer, to Guys Guys Radio. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you so much, Robert. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, let's get right to it. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you embarked on the journey as a Theta Healer.
Well, to become a Theta Healer is kind of an interesting moment in time. So I watched a friend of mine who was going through a whole bunch of stuff in all areas of major areas of her life change that. She started working with this woman, Vianna Stiebel, who is the founder of Theta Healing. And I know she was working with her. And my friend had all of these things going on. She had health issues that doctors weren't able to help her with. She was in a long-term relationship that wasn't going where she wanted it to go. And she had emotional issues so that she was alienating her clients, so that even though she was an MBA and a brilliant business person, clients didn't want to work with her because she kept fighting with them. And so I watched these things like I'm the bystander over here, you know, with the popcorn. And I'm watching her and it's like, ooh, her health starts to change and improve. She's finding the right people to work with to get better. This relationship that she has transforms into this beautiful friendship, even without having that kind of separation or any real pain or hurt or betrayal or anything. It just transforms. And then she starts making money. And all of that, her business just changes and takes off. So all of that knowledge that she had before of those Fortune 500 companies and bringing them to small businesses, she finally was able to apply that to her own business and she took off. And when I saw her making money, I went, huh, that's the place I'm having the biggest challenge. So I got to check this out. And so she hosted Vianna, who came to Los Angeles to teach a basic theta healing class. And I went through the class and it was really remarkable watching what she did. And when I came home, I felt really, I could breathe really deeply. And I felt like there was all this space in front of me. I always say, I started doing the breaststroke in my apartment. I was like, what is this? I don't know what this is. And this new sense of calm. I remember I was on the phone and I had had anxiety for 6 years at this point. And I'd been working with a therapist and we had gotten it down from an 11 to a 3. And a 3 still meant that I woke up startled and my body shook the entire day without hyperbole. It was just my heart beating outside my chest the entire day. And in that moment of stillness and calmness and space, I realized, I went, oh my gosh, I don't have anxiety anymore. It's gone. And it was the first time in 6 years that my body had been out of fight or flight. And I flipped out, because usually when I had a moment of calm, I noticed it. And then my nervous system just, you know, turned it back up again, because right, your body just wants to do what's regular for it. Mm-hmm. So it had retrained itself just to be anxious at all times and nothing happened. Like I was like, oh, it went away and nothing, you know, I was like, hello, hello, hello. And it was the most remarkable moment for me. So I flipped out in a good way and signed up for every theta class I could take. So advanced classes with Vianna. And then my friend was actually teaching practice classes of how to, you know, do this work, because it was sort of like a driver's ed class, right? You can't drive right after it. You got to really, really practice and get it down. And about 3 weeks later, there was some of the symptoms started coming back, a little bit of that vibration, but it was a lot less, a lot lighter. And I just kept with these practice classes, chipping it away till at some point in time, I stopped noticing this thing. Like if somebody was in chronic pain, right? It's at an 11, it goes all the way down. At some point in time, you move forward and you forget and you just go on to whatever else has happened. And that's what happened to me. And 20 years later, you know, 21 years later, this is what I do for a living. And it has been all this time.
Okay. The million dollar question is for our audience is to what exactly is theta healing? Is it like frequency based? How do you know if you're practicing on yourself, if you're doing some of the work, that you've reached the theta level?
Well, what it is it's a meditation or a technique. You can call it either one. There's a technique that you use that you connect to your inner wisdom. It could be source, it could be God, the universe, whatever that is for you, that thing that has all the wisdom and the most loving energy and information. And we also connect with your subconscious mind. The theta brainwave and hypnotherapy connects you to your subconscious mind. So we marry this loving energy with your subconscious. And then we find out, what are the bottom beliefs that are holding you back? I'm nothing. I'm worthless. Nothing ever works out for me, right? I'm a loser. Some things like that. Mm-hmm. And with your permission, we can energetically change them. And then we also, when we're in the subconscious mind, can access those emotions that have been trapped inside your body, the ones that have become toxic. They might have been there for generations, and like abandonment, like trauma, right?
How do you identify
anger?
Karen, how do you identify those? Issue is?
Well, through intuition, when I go into that process, I can, and you say yes, because, and we're going to do this later. I know we're going to do this later in the show. We'll go through a session. Once you agree to allow me to connect to your energy, and there's that divine energy there too, and you are open and willing, you'll let it be known in essence, because of what you're telling me that you're, what we want to work on.
Okay.
You know, and from there we'll go, oh, I'm sensing there's a lot of resentment here. Tell me about your relationship with your mother. And then we'll be able to lift out, with your permission, those toxic emotions and replace them with unconditional love and understanding and compassion. And what happens is, when you change those damaging beliefs and your most empowering ones, And when you have those toxic emotions are transformed into your most uplifting ones, what happens is you just start feeling better and lighter. You start making decisions in support of yourself. I mean, it goes in the, your boundaries get better. You deserve more. You know, you deserve. Finally, what happens is those invisible barriers that are keeping you from doing the things you know you need to do, right? I know I need to go this. And if I did this, my business would do really well, but I can't do it. And I don't know why. Those barriers start coming down. And you're like, oh, I can make that call. Oh, I could go to that meeting. Oh, I can make a business plan, whatever it is. Oh, I could talk to my mom and forgive her. And those things start happening and opening up. And as that happens, things just get easier in your life and you start moving forward at a new clip with a lot more clarity and certainty.
Do you need then an external source to trigger the beta, get you in the beta mode, for instance, like the binaural beats? Or there's certain frequencies that are considered like theta, which is when you're getting down towards the subconscious in a sleep state. So how does that, is that the same thing, the theta frequency that you're discussing here?
Well, you can use binaural beats and do and go into the theta state. This process that I'm doing is specific to this work. So I know I've listened to them before and I've felt the relaxation. I've never used it to inside of a session. So I can't tell you that I'm sure it gets people where they want to go and it's a great place to, you know, access those beliefs and change them. But I just know it. I know how to do it through this.
Got it. Okay. My special guest on Guys Radio is Karen Abrams. And we're going to talk about theta healing and more depth. And we're also going to do a couple of practices, one for the audience, and then Karen's going to do a little work on me during the show. But she's also featured in this book, The Untold Secret of to My Transportation, A Spiritual, Sexy, Financial Freeing Journey, which you can order through, I believe, Debbie Dashinger, who compiled this. But Karen is the
through Amazon. You can do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And Karen is her section is the kickoff, the first one. And it's really about her journey and story to theta healing. So check that out. Okay, let's see. You're a channel also, Karen. When did this begin and who do you channel? And do we channel to reach our guides for this for the theta level? I mean, is it the same thing, you know, because you can get yourself in a position where you can supposedly anybody can access their Akashic records, you can get to that state. So how does it work with you channeling? Who are you channeling? When did that begin? How does that work for you?
Well, it didn't start until I started going into the theta brainwave. So with this practice, you can access different levels of existence, as they were called in theta healing. And so I can connect. I call it God. So I call it God or universe. I connect to that energy. And when you open up, that just opens up my intuition. So sometimes what happens is, you know, if we're dealing with an issue, there might be an ancestor that comes in. It might be your mother who passed away. It might be a friend who passed away. It could be a guide. It could be God. And I can just tell the difference between the energies. And I guess that's from doing it for 20 years, 20 plus years that I can be there. And so that's how it started. I wasn't really playing in that beforehand. And sometimes when people are channeling, you just have to be careful because in the way we explain it in theta healing is that we are on the third plane, the humans are on the third plane, and channeling guides and doing those sorts of things, we call it on the fifth plane. It doesn't matter. That's just the way it's ordered here, but it's at a faster vibration. So it's really important to connect up to the seventh plane, which is just that pure love consciousness, and then go anywhere else you want to go. Mm-hmm. And you won't have the side effect of being tired or anything like that. And so that's just how I've always gotten there from there.
So it's not a group, like a collective, like certain channels just connect with like Asher or Lee Carroll connects with Chiron. It's not like that.
Or like Abraham, like that. No, not the same. I mean, I can connect to those energies if I wanted to through going through the theta meditation.
Okay.
But it's fun though, because you know, a lot of people can come to the party and help the healing. And I love that. I will ask somebody what they want to work on. Right. So, or what Vianna used to say is, if you could snap your fingers and have something be changed in your life, what would you like that to be? And so we start there and then I go through and I ask if I can come into your space. I close my eyes because when you go into the theta state, your eyes roll back in your head, just like when you're falling off to sleep, because it's, you're actually going into a dream state. You know, that place where you're just like, I'm just nodding off, or like you have bus head, I call it. You're just like, just tipping off into that dream state. And so once we're there, then I will ask you what is, you know, I will get some intuition about what's going on there. And then at that point in time, you know, we get intuition. I'll say something like, oh, your relationship with your mother is coming up. What was that like? You know, that kind of thing. And then we'll just kind of go in. And I always say all roads lead to Rome. So you could say you want to work on this, but we're going to get to all the deep issues that got you to that thing, you know, that side effect.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So let's just touch on a couple of the topics that I think and issues that people often struggle with. And one is their relationship with money. Most people don't see money as a energetic exchange. They have a lot of struggles with it. And there's a lot of sometimes right. feelings of lack and debt. And you yourself went through that. You had to pull yourself through that through theta healing. And then also what causes disease. So let's talk about money and disease. And why do you think that these are such big issues with people? And how much of that is kind of brought in from the past? And how much of that is created by themselves here and now?
Well, it's definitely I think it's both. It's a combination, and it's a very powerful combination, because so many people, you know, let me put it to you this way. You know how they talk about the 1%, right? And you could be in the top, we could be in the top 5% right now of the whole world in our relationship with money, just because we have a home and we can go out to dinner and we can do all of these things. So that leaves at least 95% of the people, and even people within those other realms, in the higher realms, they could have a relationship with money that's adversarial and go through a lot of trauma. So if you look at our ancestors, life was hard. There was old, and that struggle is in, and those traumas are still in your DNA. And so it affects you. And we know through epigenetics that, you know, when you're in a stressed out state, you can activate genes. And so you can activate that trauma, and then you start getting into a very reactive place. And then whatever you experienced in your life and what your parents were telling you about money, right, where you lived. And, you know, I'll give you just a quick money story. Mine of my parents got divorced and I was 3 years old and my father didn't want to pay child support. And my mom was a housewife. And so they went to court all the time. And we were right in the middle because it was like 1969, 1970, right? And so they didn't know about not having the kids in the middle. And so my mom would say, he has the money. My dad would say, I don't have the money. And you're like, who do you believe? And so I began to believe that money was, my kid mind put together that money and conflict and discomfort and pain were all the same thing. So that when I was really excited about going out into the world on my own and having my own business and starting that, I brought those beliefs with me. And that's how I got into debt, because I wanted to avoid money at all costs. Can't talk about it, whatever. Here's my credit card. And I don't care if I'm making that money, you know, all of those sorts of things. And I was in debt I had $20,000 of debt by the time I was 30. And it took me years and over $40,000 to pay it back, because the interest rates were like 20%. So I couldn't even, every month I wasn't even paying down the principal at all. So, and it wasn't really until I had theta healing that it really left, because after I dealt with that debt, then I was still hitting a ceiling with money and I couldn't break through it. And so when I got to those subconscious beliefs about money and all that trauma and all that pain that I experienced, then my income doubled and things just started to change. And that was a real welcome relief.
Amazing. How about the root cause of disease? What do people do to foster the onset of chronic disease?
Well, there's two things that are going on, because one is our environment, right? And our environment can be very, very toxic right now. You can have food that's really clean, or you can have food that's really dirty, right? And so the environment plays a part in this, and then our emotions, because trapped emotions become toxic and they're held in different parts of your body, right? And we know this from Chinese medicine. And in this work, let's say, I know a story of, but then this happened. Okay, I know two stories where they're kind of the same story. But one of my clients was tested positive for colon cancer. So what I learned in Theta Healing was colon cancer has a lot to do with anger and rage. And this man had tested positive for it, and then they were going to test him again on Monday to find out where they were, you know, this happened. We just went through all lifting out and healing all this anger he had about this person and that person. And it went, you know, and it was really a remarkable, and I was like, wow, you're really lifting out this. I was just blown away. And in that moment, or the next day, he called me after he had the test. And when he got the results back, he was completely negative. And his test results became, you know, came back and he had no cancer. So
changing his frequency.
You know, so you can see where there's roots. Yeah, changing his frequency and whatever was going on there. You know, I was just happy that it turned out that it was gone. You know. Okay.
Well,
and
wow.
That's just and that was just his, you know, that was his experience.
Okay. The name of the book is The Untold Secret of My Transformation. My special guest is Karen Abrams, Theta Healing Master Healer. We've talked a lot. Why don't we do this? Why don't we spend we agreed to do a little mini session on me. And then at the end, we can do a healing for our audience.
Sure.
So this way they can kind of see how you work and I'll be your
great
sample. Okay.
Guinea pig?
guinea pig. Exactly. Lab rat.
Absolutely.
That's me.
Okay. Lab rat. Lab rat is also good. Okay. Okay. So what we do is first, I'm going to ask you, what is it that you would like to change in your life right now?
I am working very hard on doing this work and I need to monetize it. And one thing that I'm working on that I keep delaying and changing is I have a book proposal based on something that I do all the time. That is a really great idea. And I just am not finishing it the way I need to finish it because I know it's a catalyst for so many other things. So for whatever reason, I've been holding myself back monetarily in terms of monetizing my work and also on this huge project that could really, it's exactly what I need at the exact perfect time. And whoever, I'm always finding something else to do instead of that.
Right. Okay. So thank you. That's a great example of what we all do, right? When we're faced with a thing that we know that's going to help us and then we run the other way or we get distracted and do other good work. I'm sure you've done other good work too. And that's part of it. You've done other good work so that you can kind of calm your mind, even though you know it's right down the middle, I'm going to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
So is it okay if I come into your space?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm just closing my eyes and I go through a process that I learned oh so long ago. And then, okay, so I'm going to be quiet for 1 second. Okay, there we go. Perfect. And so now that I'm in your space, we're going to do something that's called a basic theta healing, which is basically learning what it feels like to be loved and appreciated and getting those feelings. Because a lot of times what happens is we love to love somebody, but we never learned how to do it in a healthy way because we don't know what it feels like to be completely loved. So those are the kinds of things we're going to do right now just to get that foundation here, okay? Because some of this is about love. So is it okay? And do you have a word that's good for you? Do you like universe, source, God, inner wisdom? Is there something that you like?
God is fine.
Okay. All right. So would you like to know what God's unconditional love feels like?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So then I'm making that command so that comes to you. So you may feel something, you may not. I always ask for a feeling. So I might be like, oh, I feel that right in my heart. But if you don't feel anything, that's totally fine. It's still working. Just needs to be witnessed. Okay. So I watch that wash throughout your whole system here, out of your whole body. And would you like to know that you are worthy of receiving God's unconditional love?
Yes.
Okay. And so let's let you know what that feels like. Sometimes the energy tickles my throat, so I might just mute for a second to cough. And then would you like to know that you're worthy of receiving God's unconditional love and how to and what it feels like to receive it?
Yes, I would like.
All right, there we go. So that's whooshing through your body. I'm just watching that go all the way through down to your toes. Awesome. There we go. This goes through all levels and all lifetimes, which what that means here is that Theta works on your core level, which is everything in this lifetime, your ancestral level, your past life level, our collective consciousness, and your soul level, which is the deepest part of all of those. So that's where it's going. It's hitting all the angles. And then would you like to know what God's joy feels like?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So you're getting that right now. And all of this comes to you also in your own divine timing. So even if I go quicker than you may feel something, that energy will just wait for you to come at the right moment, just so you know. And would you like to know that you're deserving of receiving God's joy?
I would like that. Yes.
Okay. Please. Awesome. Perfect. I know my head moves around a little bit here just to let that energy go through. And would you like to know how to and what it feels like to receive it?
Yes.
And that it's safe and possible to receive it.
Yes.
Okay, good job. And that's part of this too, I can see with doing the thing that's really going to move your business forward, has to do with love and joy. And then support. Would you like to know what God's support feels like?
That's a big one. I would like that. Yes, of course.
Yep, that's a big deal. Right? Money is a source of support, just another energy of support. There we go. And would you like to know that you're deserving of receiving God's support?
Yes, I would.
Beautiful. And would you like to know how to and what it feels like to receive it?
Yes, I would.
Okie dokie. There we go. And also hear how to and what it feels like to recognize God's support. Okay.
Okay. Yes, please.
So, and this is the cool thing about support. And so this dovetails with what your issue, the issue we're working on right now, is that the more you notice how the universe supports you, the more it happens, right? Whatever we focus on grows. We know that, right? And so when you get a parking spot right in front of your grocery store, and you're like, yeah. That's a little bit of universal support, all the little things. And just like credit card debt, if you look at all the things that support you all the way through, that pile gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and you feel grateful all the time, and you feel supported all the time. And it just starts little, and then it just builds up here in the best way possible. So let's show you how to, what it feels like to recognize that support in all of its forms, big and little.
Yes.
There we go. That includes babies looking at you going, hey, who are you? Or a cat rubbing up against the, you know.
Of course.
Your leg, everything. We count it all here. And let's let you know what's coming up here. Okay. Oh, there's a very, very old belief. Now, this predates you. And it's, I'm seeing it a lot here. Is feeling and believing you're unworthy of God. And that's an old thing, starting with organized religion. It's also back further when, you know, as cavemen and women, we're afraid of nature, and we're afraid of weather, and we're trying to appease it in whatever way we can. And so let's just let you know what it feels like to be worthy of God, worthy of nature. And there's something else here also that's about earning your existence. That's a good one here. And so I have to earn my existence. And there's also things called vows. Now, vows in these cases are promises that you're making that you can never turn off. So they could be to save the world, to save humanity. Mm-hmm. But if you never turn them off, there's a good part of your day that you're failing. And so it pulls the energy and drains you of energy. And so let's just have God complete and finish all the vows you have to earn your existence. Okay, because this is from the unworthiness. And to, what else is there? Save humanity, save the world, save yourself, save your family, save your loved ones and liked ones, and all your listeners, your whole entire community. And all that means, and we're going to have God complete and finish these, that you can choose to do whatever you want. You use your free will to do that. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And then you can stop and then take a break, take a nap and do other things. And then I want to get in, because I know we'll want to make this a little bit more brief here. So I'm just looking into here with you. Okay. So I'm going to do something that's really fun. Okay.
Okay.
And it's a fear exercise. And because a fear is basically a belief, that, you know, we will catch the beginning of it and we'll catch the end of it. Okay. And then we put them together and that'll be the belief and we'll change the belief like that. Okay.
Okay.
So there's a fear of getting what you want. Okay. And which includes success at the level that you really know you're capable of. You really know, because you know you're capable of huge, because you're remarkable what you do. So you,
thank you.
So what would be the worst thing that would happen if you got everything that you wanted in your life? Whatever comes in your head. It doesn't have to be logical. Okay.
That I would become ill and not be able to enjoy it.
Okay. And if you became ill and were not able to enjoy it, what would be the worst thing that would happen to you then? And just let your imagination run. Okay. Wherever it goes.
Well, then I would expire.
And then so once you expired, what would be the worst thing that would happen then?
That my family's not taken care of.
And then if your family's not taken care of, what would be the worst thing that would happen then?
Then that they're going to have a hard time.
And then if they have a hard time, what would be the worst, absolutely in your imagination, the worst thing that would happen to them?
They have to really struggle. They lose everything.
They lose everything. And then if your family lost everything, what would be the absolute and utter worst thing that would happen to them?
They then become ill.
Mm-hmm. And then what?
They can't afford health care or whatever. And they pass.
And then they die. And what would be the worst thing in the world that would happen that you could possibly imagine if they died too?
Well, I think they have a lot to offer the world. So the world would be missing out on good people. Okay.
And I think there's something right in that death that feels like almost, because I can feel that right in my gut. And it almost feels like their lives were wasted, right? Mm-hmm. Because their potential was wasted. Like you said, the world could have been a better. So if the world, if their potential was completely wasted, what would be the absolute worst thing that would happen that you could possibly imagine?
The worst thing that could happen is that the world keeps spinning out of control the way it is mm-hmm. now.
Okay.
We need positive people who get it and to be able to contribute.
Absolutely. And if the world continued to spin out of control, what would be the absolute and utter worst thing that would ever happen? Just give me your best imagination.
War, famine, end of our planet.
End of our planet. Okay. So that feels like end of existence too. Does that sound about right?
Well, end of Earth.
You tell me.
End of Earth, end of humanity.
Okay.
Self-destruction.
So that feels pretty gut, like, ooh, I can feel like a boot in my gut right now. So let's say that's the bottom belief here, because I would say that's where it is. Mm-hmm. So we take the first part and the last part. If I get everything I want, the world will be destroyed and humanity will end. And so is it okay if God changes that belief?
Yes.
Okay. So let's just have Source do that right now. And now you know why. Let's just watch that happen. And now you know why you've been avoiding it at all costs. You don't want the world to end. You don't want humanity to end. So it wasn't something that was logical, because fears aren't logical. Mm-hmm. They just go into your imagination and go to town. I'm just watching the end of this go. And then show you what it feels like to move forward, because moving forward in this work is actually about, it's about bringing more joy into your life.
Yes.
So let's show you that it's safe for you to bring this joy in. It's safe for you to move forward in this way. And it's safe and possible for you to bring more joy by getting what you want in your life. And knowing that when you get what you want, other people will end up getting what they want, and that the world will become a better, safer, brighter, and more loving place because of it. And because of this sphere of influence that you have. There we go. And then I usually end this with a body healing. So would you like one of those?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. First, let's let you know what it feels like to be a completely healthy 28-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
Remind your body. That's always good. And what it feels like to love yourself unconditionally from the inside out, from God's perspective. There we go. Just getting these last guys in there. And then let's have God give you a body healing. Let you know who you are from God's perspective with all these changes that will continue to evolve. Because a lot of times what happens is we go, I don't know what I look like when I'm fabulously wealthy. I have no idea. So I have to do these old behaviors and sabotage myself so that I can find myself and see myself in the mirror. So this just lets you, this is the last part that just lets you recognize yourself as you evolve. There we go. Perfect. All righty. And there you have it. And I will say this, I could say this at the end of this session too, as I would anywhere, is that this work will now process through your theta state when you go into it naturally in your sleep for the next 4 to 7 days.
Okay.
So this will continue to work for you as you're going along. Okay. And how do you feel in this moment?
I feel good. At the very beginning, I felt like an airiness go through me inside me when we first began. And since then, it's kind of held at that level. And, I'll see what happens. I meditate.
Yeah.
I do TM twice a day. So I'll see what happens with my meditations. And I do a lot of work, affirmations and dowsing and all kinds of stuff. So I want to see how this process is through, because I come into it with an open mind. I put my trust into you and the work you're doing. So thank you. We'll see. I'll let you know.
Well, and this is what I love about Theta, and this is what I love about Vianna, why I wanted to stay in this work is because it helps all the other work. And the philosophy is do everything you can to get better. Mm-hmm. You know, leave no stone unturned. And when you do that, you have the best chance of healing. So I'm excited for you. This is going to be fun to watch.
Okay. Well, thank you. And we will reconnect on that. Karen
sure.
Abrams, my special guest, Theta Healing Master Healer, Karen Abrams. So we have a little bit more time. What did you just on an individual basis, what did I need to know? Did you see anything, you know, in me that, and the reason I'm asking is not just for myself, but for our listeners and viewers, they can see how you work. So was there something I needed to know, or is this a process where you go through certain steps and you take everybody to the same place where they're in a position to receive? Or do you see like, oh, I see what the issues are?
I think it's a combination. I'm really good at figuring out what's at the root cause of what's going on with people. Mm-hmm. So, and that's, you know, from doing this for so long, my intuition's gotten really sharp here and continues to get sharper. So mm-hmm. when you open up like that and say, God, I'm so open, you know, like, help me heal this. I'm working on it here, here, and here, and here. You're opening the door. And like I was showing you, it's as per your permission. So there's nothing that I can do to you. Even if all I want is for you to feel better, mm-hmm. I cannot throw that on you in any way. You know, that might be my dastardly plan for everyone, mm-hmm. but I'm just creating that space for you to have that healing with the God of your understanding so that you can get better. So it just opens up to that place. And when you feel comfortable and safe and you think it's possible, those changes start happening.
Okay, so you're helping us open us up to the mm-hmm. frequency where the work can be done, and we
yes.
can kind of, you're helping us also kind of get out of our own way. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Karen? Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
And so tell us about some of the results you've seen with other people. Just a couple of success stories there. We're getting tight on time, and I want to do the audience healing, but real quick.
Sure. I had one guy who's a construction designer, and he came to me because he had a 6 month, he couldn't get a job for 6 months. He was in a 6 month slump, and he was the earner in his family. And so he came to me and we discovered in two sessions what it was that was at the root of what was bothering him and what was perpetuating that, right? What was getting triggered and perpetuating it. And after those two sessions, he got his first bid in 6 months. The woman loved his work so much that she told all of her friends, and within a few weeks, he had a 6 month waiting list.
Amazing.
So that was a really great one. I had somebody else, and I'll give you one for, I can give you another money one since we're talking about that. So I've been working with, somebody doing something really quickly. And then I have somebody else who came to me regularly for a while, and he was having a lot of money issues, and he was a veteran, and he had been in a war when he was little. And then he was a veteran of Vietnam War. And so there was tons of war trauma around him. And then after that, he was broke, and he just had really tough, tough issues with money. And when we released all this trauma from all of these places in his life, he started getting interested in investing. And so he started investing himself independently. And now he says he has more money than he could ever spend in his lifetime. And he actually he's been able to give money to people without it affecting his financial position.
Fantastic. So we've got about 2 to 3 minutes left. Why don't we do that, something for our audience that everybody can prosper and get a little bit of a healing going on. And I would say to everybody out there, you know, if we're going to get into like a little bit of a meditative state, no heavy machinery, no driving. If you're home, if you're sitting there quietly by yourself, please join on. Otherwise, just listen to it.
Okay, awesome. So if it's okay that I come into your space, you say yes, whoever that is, everyone out there. And let's just let you know what it feels like, first of all, to, from God's perspective, the universe's perspective, what it feels like to love and appreciate yourself. And to know how important you really are. And know that it's safe for you to accept that and receive that without being arrogant. That's very important. And also know how powerful you really are. And when you know how powerful you really are, you know that you can steer the ship in a different direction. And let's let you know what it feels like to be able to receive support from the universe. That's very, very, very important. And receive love from the universe. Know that you're worthy of it and how to, and what it feels like to receive it. And let you know what success really is. And we're talking about a holistic success of having rich relationships and counting that into your success, having a rich relationship with yourself, having a rich romantic relationship, having rich family relationships and platonic relationships and work relationships, and bringing joy into your life, showing you that that's possible. And it's safe for you to bring joy and make yourself happy again and remind you of what makes you happy. Because when you lean into that and you become more kind to yourself, you start doing things, you know, you start doing more and more for yourself.
Fantastic.
And that's, yes. There you go. And just letting you know how is it that you are loved and what it feels like to be completely and utterly loved. And know that you can take that around with you everywhere. You can walk around inside that love suit.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Karen.
You're so
welcome.
Thank
you for, on behalf of our audience and behalf of myself, just doing great work. Keep it up. Tell everybody where they can learn more about you, where they can do some sessions with you, website, et cetera.
Okay. So my website is thinktheta.com. So think like T-H-I-N-K, think and theta, like the brainwave, T-H-E-T-A.com. There's a contact me thing so that you can either email me at karen@thinktheta.com or there's my phone number there and you can text me or call me.
And there's a lot of free gifts you have on the website. There's some healings you can download and some MP3s and fantastic. And there's a lot of courses offered right there on the website. I checked it out. Good job. Thank you for being on Guys Guys Radio. I hope you'll come back again.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It's Guys Guy Radio.
Okay, a wonderful conversation, a great introduction to Karen Abrams, Theta Healing Master Healer. And I hope Karen will, as she mentioned, will come back on the show and we can do some more work. What did we learn? Well, I think I learned from going through the process with Karen that I began to have some feelings of freeing up. I felt like a kind of like a gust of wind was blowing inside of me while we're doing the work. I have to take some time and see over the next week or so if I see any difference. And when I return to the project, I keep delaying that. See if it flows more smoothly. So the proof is in the pudding. We'll see what happens there. And I will let you know on the show as to how that went. Also, I think we learned from Karen that the subconscious you know, really controls. And if you followed up on what the subconscious is and how it performs, 95% of the actions that we have each and every day is driven by our subconscious programming, including, you know, our physical being, breathing, our heart beating, remembering how to do things like walk and talk and eat and speak and all things like that. It's all buried into our subconscious programming. So some things, as Karen had mentioned, can be passed down through our DNA. So we might have some type of issue with money and abundance and kind of lack of love for ourselves and allowing ourselves to succeed and be abundant the way we can because of programming that's buried in there that we have to unlock and kind of rewire. And that's what Karen worked on with me today in the show. And we'll see if that's something that is going to work. I always listen to all of my guests and I always go into these practices with an open mind. And many times I've had guests work on me during the show. And just about every time I've had great results. And I think I'm going to have great results with working with Karen also. I really felt a sincerity there and I felt a very positive energy there. And I think she's the real deal. And I would urge you to check out her website and see if there's something there for you. There's a lot of freebies on her website that she has downloads, MP3s, and some other stuff. So you can really get a taste as to the work that Karen does by simply going to her website. And I believe it's Think Theta. Yeah, thinktheta.com. So THETA.com, thinktheta.com /. And you should get there. And there's some freebies there. And you can sign up and you can do them. There's a money test to test your kind of your perspective and your feelings about how you deal with money. And we didn't get into it too deeply, but money can be an energetic exchange. And the way everybody deals with money, just think about all your friends and family. Everybody handles money differently. And sometimes it's a real trigger point for some people. You could have people who are generous of heart and are tight with the money, or generous with their money and tight with their emotions. So you never know what you're going to get there. So thank you so much. I'm back here next week. And until then, like I always say, guys, finish first.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.